The last thing, which is very important, he has said in fewer words, but I think it's nonetheless important. And this is this. In planning new computing machines and in planning, in fact, in planning anything new, in trying to enlarge the domain of parameters with which one can work, it's of course customary and very proper that one should consider what the demand is, what the price is, whether it will be more profitable to do it in a bold way than in a cautious way, and so on. This type of consideration is necessary. The world would very quickly go to pieces if these rules were not observed in 99 cases out of 100. It's terribly important that there should, however, be one piece in 100 where it's done differently. And where one uses the definition which Dr. Havens pointed out 20 minutes ago, namely to occasionally do what the U.S. Navy did in this case and what IBM accepted in this case, to write a specification essentially to build the most powerful machine which is possible in this state, in the present state of the art. I hope that this will be repeated very soon and will never be forgotten.